Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donnellan in for Maria Bailey, and it is a pleasure to be back with you. It's been a while. I was on a little streak there where I had two or three shows in a row with bringing you the best of Mom Talk Radio guests and content, but Maria's been happily and luckily here for most of the other shows, but she's in Phoenix today. So, but I would like to wish all of you actually a happy Thanksgiving week. It is the quintessential American holiday, Thanksgiving, and it's time to actually get prepared. I was reading an article in one of those in the magazine, I can't even remember what it was, maybe Real Simple or something, which makes the topic even makes me cringe because it's nothing in my life is simple. It's always chaotic. But it actually gave very good tips on how to get your Thanksgiving meals as much as possible prepped beforehand. Very good tips, like things you can make ahead of time and freeze, and it won't affect the taste on Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving, to me, the dinner itself, while it's just wonderful to have family and friends around and everybody helps, and I never say no to anybody that says, what can I do to help? Set the table, put the napkins out, whatever. And even the kids, from the oldest to the youngest, the kids put out the silverware and put the cups out and that kind of thing. But it's the timing. It's the turkey, getting it out hot, getting the gravy on it hot, getting the gravy on the mashed potatoes and the marshmallows melted perfectly on the sweet potatoes. And but it's still awesome. And we usually have a big gathering, 20 plus people, and invite neighbors that we know don't have anybody around. And it's just always a wonderful time. So I hope that you are having a great week, that you enjoy the holiday. And it's always a good 4-day weekend, because then after Thanksgiving, you put your holiday decorations out if they're not out already. If you're looking in the stores, they've been out since Halloween, which please give us a little time to enjoy Thanksgiving. But anyway, I love the holiday weekend because it's a nice 4-dayer where you really get to enjoy time with family and friends. Everybody, most industries anyway, have a nice 4-day weekend. So happy early Thanksgiving to you. I hope you enjoy it and are thankful and grateful for all of your many blessings as I am for mine. And I want to quickly mention we have three sponsors to talk about today. And the first one, as you know, we always mention is Premama. Drinkpremama.com is the website to check it out, and also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Premama is the prenatal vitamin that you drink. It's the powder that you pour into a juice, a smoothie, water. No carbonated beverages, please. It does not work, or it gets really funky and it's just yucky. But Premama offers all of the vitamins and nutrients that you need in a prenatal vitamin. And it also has now a fertility and lactation supplement and a digestive aid. So get all that information at drinkpremama.com. And we also have another actually prenatal product, but it's not a vitamin. It's actually supposed to work in harmony with your prenatal vitamins. It's called Mother Nurture. And if you're pregnant, trying to conceive, or you just had a baby, diet is so important for you and your baby, but sometimes you just want a nice treat. Well, Mother Nurture actually offers chocolate truffles in enhanced waters. And when I tell you these chocolate truffles are delicious, I mean it. They are rich, smooth, creamy chocolate in milk and dark raspberry flavors. And they are really, really good. So check it out. They're available on Amazon.com. Just search Mother Nurture Truffles. And also the enhanced waters come in three flavors, a mixed berry, a tropical fruit, and pink grapefruit. And even though you think the pink grapefruit might be a little bit tart, it's not. It's very, very light, very refreshing. And those waters also have nutrients that are good for moms and babies. So check it out and go to madebymothernurture.com. That's the website where you can find information about the products. We have a great show lined up. And speaking of, actually, the last product we want to talk about is HP 15 series laptop. It's going on sale on Saturday, November 26th on QVC. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So that's this coming Saturday. Comes in all kinds of very cool colors. Exclusive QVC colors are mint green and soft lilac. Has a 2 terabyte hard drive, Windows 10, 15 or 17 inch size and is lightweight. It's a powerful little laptop, great for anyone on your holiday shopping list. And that's actually, the price is going to be phenomenal. I can't even tell you right now. It's top secret, but definitely check it out on Saturday the 26th on QVC. And speaking of that, we will welcome Christine Kane with HP, who's going to be talking about that product and other things about with HP. We're welcoming a lot of other great guests. We will be right back with our first guest, who is Virginia McInerney, and she is the executive director the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers. We'll be right back.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
Kicking off this edition of Mom Talk Radio, the Thanksgiving edition, I'm pleased to welcome Virginia McInerney. She is the executive director of the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers, and we're going to be talking about how you can inspire your teens and tweens to discover the power of art and writing. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Virginia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So tell us what your four tips are to help parents inspire their teens. And just so you know, I have two really good writers in my family. And I am actually also a journalist by trade. So give us a little bit of your first tips.
Well, I often like to ask journalists what they were writing when they were teenagers. Maybe I'll hold that for the end. I mean, I just really suggest starting very locally. Look around. I mean, kids need to be reminded that they live in a design world. Every car, you know, the car upholstery, the rug, the chair that you're sitting in, it was all designed by a person. The color of the ink on the sign. Just start to look around and observe and discuss with the young people in your life the design elements around them. We're surrounded by design, a designed world. And I think it's good to think about that when kids are maybe expressing interest in the arts, that it's not really the idea that you're going to go sit in a studio and paint, but there are so many careers that are involve creativity as writers and as artists. And really, one thing that I encourage people to do is just start by looking around and starting to talk and raise awareness of the designful elements in their own lives and talk about what they like and what appeals to them and what they don't like and what's in their room and, you know, house colors and paint colors and just it's just to raise the awareness and have the conversation, and also maybe to talk to your students, the young person's educators, to see if they have any advice about artists or musicians or writers that they think your child might be particularly interested in or inspired by. You know,
that's a good point. And you know what, when you talk about local events around or local just awareness around you, a lot of the, like you said, artists and musicians, a lot of there's so many free events out there too.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where you can book fairs and those kind of things, correct?
Absolutely. Well, that was my tip too, in fact. I mean, tip one is really to just look around and start to talk about what inspires you, colors you like, writers you like, signs, mottos. There's so much to discuss once you start to sort of get conscious of the fact that there are humans involved in creating all this stuff. It's not designed by some big machine in the sky. Start to break it down in conversation with your young person. It's a very accessible way to have a dialogue about art.
And so you were saying the second point was to for events in the area, right?
Go local. Every museum, every library has amazing programs for young people. They really want students to come through their doors. The Scholastic Art and Writing Awards, which is the program that I run here at the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers, actually has a traveling exhibit that goes to four different museums every year. So museums are really, really interested in having students and their families come through their doors. And almost every museum that we've ever worked with has programs for young people. They have fee waivers if the costs of a class might be prohibitive. And if you have a young person who's interested in writing, they should just search for local poetry readings, which are often free. Many bookstores and cafes and museums and other cultural institutions have free poetry readings. So there's probably a lot that's happening in their own community. With a very simple Google search, they might be able to find some things that they could go to, either with mom or dad, or moving on to tip three, with other young people. And really, tip three is to collaborate with other young people. There are so many ways to do that with social media, but if you're intimidated about trying to start off sort of producing something, find another kid that you like offer to collaborate with them, and we have so many stories of kids who, you know, writers who find artists and they, you know, they work on a kid's book together, or artists who collaborate with other visual artists to make a film together. And so there are lots of opportunities for young people, both in their local, through their own schools, through other nonprofit organizations like ours that are both national and regional. We have a program called, we're encouraging kids to share their collaborative work with the hashtag My Creative Year. We also do tons of workshops all over the country in the summer and on the weekends and after school. So if you don't want to do it as a young person, if you don't want to do it alone, find another student that can do it with you.
That's great. And as we, as you mentioned, social media, I mean, all they have to pretty much do is Snapchat a story and says, I'm going to make a movie or something. And then probably, you know, get 20 people, 20 peers coming to wanting to help. So that's a great tip. So tell us a little bit about the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards and then the website where we find these resources you just mentioned.
Uh-huh. So that is my fourth tip. My first tip is just to start super local and look around you and have the dialogue about the design world, what you like and what you don't like. The second was to look at resources that your local arts organizations are providing, of which there are a rich resource. The third is to collaborate with other kids. If you want to go to a museum, go with another student. And the fourth is to participate in the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards and other scholarship programs. The Scholastic Awards is a national program to promote and advance and inspire and support creative young people across the country. Any student in grades 7 through 12, public, private, or homeschooled, can submit their art and writing at our website, artandwriting.org, for it to be blindly adjudicated by experts. So really, any student wants to know if they have a good, if they have what it takes, whether you're a student who have parents in the arts or whether you're a student who doesn't know any artists at all.
Right, right. That's wonderful. That's great. So it's artandwriting.org. It's the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. And also some great resources there. Thank you so much for joining us, Virginia, and keep up the great work on the creative, building creative minds in our young people. And we'll be right back. We're going to return with a spotlight on moms. Arnitra Strong is Blessed Be the Tie. We're just going to talk about overcoming mommy guilt. Stay with us. My favorite segment of Mom Talk Radio. It's the spotlight on moms, everyday moms like me and you who are working, stay-at-home moms, trying to balance it all, integrate it all. And Arnitra Strong, who is the mother of three children, she blogs at blessedbethetie.com. That's T-I-E. And at Twitter at ARNTRS77. She's going to be talking about overcoming mommy guilt and creative ways to incorporate mommy and me into each day. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us, give us your tips. How do you overcame mommy guilt? That's a big thing for me.
Yes, mommy guilt is a big, big thing. And, and I don't think that there's a way to get around it. At some point in time, you're going to experience mommy guilt. And the way that I overcame it was I had to realize the kind of things that my children enjoy doing and try to incorporate those things into every day, because when you're working, you're rushing out in the mornings, you're coming home in the evening, you have homework to do, you have to get dinner on the table. But what I realized is that my children really like to help me cook. And so I would have them to help me cook, and then that would be the time that we could talk about their day. We can kind of unwind. I can get some reading skills in there if we read the recipes, some math skills in there as we measure out the ingredients. And so that has become our favorite mommy and me time.
That's terrific. And you're getting somebody to help you takes some of the burden off you to be the only one cooking.
It's a win-win situation.
Right. Win-win. As you said, it's a very good time to just talk because you get more out of them when you're not sitting them down for a talk, right?
Right. You kind of have to almost trick them into telling you what you really need to know. You know, when you're just cooking and it's just casual and in a roundabout way, you can ask them questions about the kind of things that they're dealing with in school or the kind of things that maybe just on their mind. And they're more relaxed and they're more apt to kind of give you insight into what you really need to know.
Right, right. And how else do you connect and bring mommy and me time into each day? And what's your result of that? Has it developed into anything specific?
What the result has been is that for my youngest daughter especially, she wants to be a chef when she grows up. And so that's something that I really realized during that mommy and me time, how much she really enjoyed cooking. And so it gives, you know, as mothers, we always want to encourage our children in their natural talents and abilities. And my older daughter, I learned that she actually doesn't like to cook, but she likes that, having that time with me. She likes looking at shows on the Cooking Channel and then trying to make her own version of those same recipes. And so it brings us together. It's our time to kind of wind down at the end of the day. And then it's also a way to kind of sneak in vegetables that children may not necessarily think that they want to eat, but because it's something that they actually had a hand in cooking themselves, then they'll try it.
So yeah. you talk about, too, a legacy that you're leaving for your children. Tell us really quickly about that. We have about a minute to go.
Well, we're working on a Mommy and Me cookbook together, and so I'm hoping that will be a legacy that we can create together, something that we can kind of pass down to the next generation and the generation after that.
That's great.
Right.
Good for
and
you.
I also, I've been keeping a journal for my oldest daughter since she was about 12 years old. And it's not something that I write in every day, but it's something that I write in when she's 16 years old now. So if you have teenagers, then you know how hard that is. And as mothers, we have to make difficult decisions. And so I want to kind of give her an insight into the reasoning behind those decisions, because right now she's not mature enough to really understand. So I'm hoping that as she gets older, when I pass that on to her, it'll be a legacy that she can look back and say, okay, my mom told me I couldn't go to the sleepover this night, but this is why. It's helpful just to give them a little insight into.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a great idea. Oh my goodness. I'm going to start a journal and I'm going to hand it to her when she's a mother. And I'm going to say, look, this is what I went through with you.
I think that's a really good idea.
Thank you so much, Arnitra Strong. You are blogging at blessedbethetie.com and on Twitter at ARNTRS77. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. Next up, we'll talk to Dr. Candida Fink, a board-certified practitioner in child and adolescent psychiatry, and she'll be talking about actually a new study about ADHD.
Succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Marion from Maria. I'm welcoming Dr. Candida Fink. She is a board-certified practitioner in general child and adolescent psychiatry and has a private practice in White Plains, New York. And Dr. Fink is going to join us to talk about a new study from the Center for Children and Families at FIU, which is actually in our backyard down here in South Florida. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Fink.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about the study, when it was published, and what you've interpreted as the findings of the study.
So the study is fairly recent. It came out in the last year. And what it talks about, what it looks at, is comparing interventions for children with ADHD to help with homework time. Kids who have ADHD, one of the biggest challenges, as most families who live with this will tell you, is helping children be able to settle down, to get homework, to complete homework. So this study looked specifically at interventions, some non-medical interventions, particularly around parent coaching and communication with parents, compared to families who did not get that kind of coaching. They overlapped that study, that intervention, with medication. So when kids were both on and off the medication while they were getting the support, the parent coaching kind of intervention. And what they found in their study was that adding medication was not particularly different, but adding the parent coaching program was extremely helpful for these kids. In fact, the kids who got those interventions went from failing grades to passing grades, as opposed to the kids in the what we call the wait list or control group who didn't get that intervention and their grades stayed about the same on homework. So what they're specifically looking at was whether the addition of medication to such, well, did such an intervention work, and if we added medication, did that make it even better? And
right.
The findings were yes, that kind of intervention is very helpful. And in that particular situation, afternoon's medication addition did not help very much.
Right. So when it comes to the practical application of these findings for you as a psychiatrist, you know, who deals with these issues with families and kids with ADHD, what kind of tips can you give us as parents who, if we have an ADHD child, in terms of can we get that kind of a, was it a very specialized sessions that they went through in terms of the study participants?
It was. So this was a pretty specialized intervention done in a specialized setting, a summer kind of program for these kids.
Right.
But working carefully with a good therapist who works a lot with kids with ADHD, or a psychiatrist, and psychotherapist, and or a family person who can really help coach the family in a lot of these similar methods. And I think it's, for me, what the study tells me is how important it is to remember to be looking to put these interventions into place, right? So a lot of times we focus on the daytime, you know, let's get these, help these children focus in school.
Right.
But what can we do to help families? Because homework time, you know, it's the witching hour, right? Everyone's tired and busy and there's so much to do. And kids with ADHD are really going to have to, we have to help them build skills and help the family build an environment and other skills together to help do this, and that it's so important, and that that's equally important, if not more important, than medical intervention.
Right. That's, interesting. That's, very interesting. Yeah. I have a child with ADHD, so I'm just he's already in high school, and he kind of has this pattern down where he does his homework. But I remember when he, especially, it seemed, and maybe you can address this, younger kids. It's just obviously more, there's just not the maturity and mental or, you know, brain development there to really handle a lot of it. So what you're saying, it's, was there study participant age ranges that you
looked at? These were kids 5 to 12 years old. So these were younger children, right? This
right,
was not high
right. That's exactly, that's the sweet spot of kids when you start to teach them those habits that you want
right,
to teach them, but it's harder with ADHD.
Play. Yeah. And I think what's important to talk about, and, you know, I'm on the board of MedShadow, medshadow.org, and that's a great resource about medication side effects. And I think one of the important things that comes out of this study is, you know, being sure to be thinking about things in addition to medication. Because while medication, I use it, and it's very important, we don't want to lose sight of all the other very important structural kinds of systems that we want to put in place. That being said, also about the long-acting medications, they don't usually work after school anyway. We know they
right.
don't actually. They say they're going to work 12 hours, but they don't. So
no,
so that's
know.
A
they
downside don't. To that study, is that it didn't, you know, for many of my kids who have significant homework after school, we have to use, you know, some additional medication, but we have to watch carefully for side effects like sleep problems or not being hungry for dinner, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah. So, you're talking a language I
right,
can understand.
Right. You know this, and clearly
yes.
you have been through this.
Yeah.
So,
interesting. So the whole thing, so you're saying it was a very specialized study in terms of how the coaching, but are you putting it into practical use now with any patients?
I think what it says to me, yes. I think what it says to me is I want to make sure that I'm sitting down with families in a somewhat as formalized a way as we can to be talking about, you know, making sure that there's a planned time for homework, that there's a planned mm-hmm. place for homework, that what, how do you respond if the child is refusing to do homework, how to break things up into very small chunks, how to keep it interesting, how to keep kids moving, you know, so there's a lot of, so you want to make sure you're doing some of that coaching in a very systematic way. So I think that's my takeaway, and just, you know, it's certainly things I do already, but it reminds me how important it is to include that in our in
right.
our work. And families, boy, that's such a tiring time at that time of day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm exhausted, and so, for, you know, really providing support that so that everyone can feel successful and that everyone can then go to bed on time so that this isn't
right.
stretching into late at night. I have families who tell me, oh, we're up till 11 o'clock doing homework,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yeah.
8-year-olds. Like, no.
And the homework load is crazy anyway. So, yeah,
well,
definitely.
Well, that's another conversation for another day.
So tell us, the website is medshadow.org. That's your website?
Right, medshadow.org. And that is a wonderful organization. And they are, you know, not just about psychiatric medications, but really a resource for learning about side effects and benefits and the story of medications. And it gives you, helps to give people some idea of what they might want to ask their doctor about, you know, informed consumers and health.
That's awesome. That's what we want to be. And it's MedShadow, M-E-D, Shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W .org. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Fink. Best of luck. And thank you for bringing this important study to our listeners. And when we come back, we're joined by Christine Kane. She is with HP, and we're going to be talking about a great deal for post-Black Friday on QVC. We'll be right back.
The number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
This is Mary and for Maria on Mom Talk Radio. And as we approach Thanksgiving week, we know that we're going to have some turkey-induced naps this week. And then a lot of us get up on Friday morning and hit the famous Black Friday sales. And the whole weekend is just full of great deals. And a little tidbit is that the biggest papers of the year, well, used to be that the biggest newspapers of the year were always the Friday after Thanksgiving and the next day of the whole year because of all the sales. So I'm pleased to welcome Christine Kane. She's a sales manager for HP on QVC. She is going to tell us about a great deal coming up. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Christine.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. So you've been with HP for over a decade, and you're the HP spokeswoman on QVC. So tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up this week.
So we've been working on our very best deal that we have ever brought to QVC, and I'm excited about this because I've been working with them for a little over 9 years. So we have worked very hard to ensure that customers that are shopping for a new PC this holiday can find the very best deal. And a lot of times when customers are shopping in retail stores throughout that Black Friday weekend, what you're finding is not only like inexpensive values on computers, but they're also really low spec. And by spec, I mean the internal guts of the computer are very low processors, low amounts of RAM, and very low hard drive storage, which is great for a really low price on a computer, but not great for the experience when you get it home. So QVC customers were very loud and clear with us that they wanted the very best value, this what we're calling Black Saturday. They're going to get not only the best value we've ever offered on an HP PC, it's a notebook PC, a choice of 15 or 17 inch, but it's also the best configuration we've ever done. So the most powerful computer we have ever offered on QVC. It is the most powerful processor. It's from our friends at AMD. It's the AMD A12 processor, so top of the line, super fast brain power in your computer. 12 gigabytes of RAM, which is the maximum RAM that we can even put into a notebook computer. So that just means quick recall of all your favorite activities, really powerful performance, and then the biggest hard drive. So the amount of storage that your computer can actually have in it. We have a 2 terabyte hard drive on this computer.
Really?
Crazy.
That's
good deal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 terabytes is huge.
It's a massive amount of storage. Really, the entire family can store everything that's on their phones and all your documents, all your favorite stuff can be stored for years and years to come. So it's really about thinking future-proof when you're shopping for a PC. So kind of stay away from those really low bottom-of-the-barrel deals. Take a look at what's going to be on QVC. This is amazing. It's the best value we've ever brought at the highest performance computer ever.
A couple years ago, I had a tween and a teen, and I went to, I won't name the big box retailer, but they had a Black Friday or Black weekend, and I bought these two laptops. And same, they were actually right around the same price, but they were awful. I got what I paid for.
Oh,
so in this case,
yeah,
you're getting a really great value for a fantastic deal. That's amazing. The specs on this thing are amazing.
It's incredible. I'm super excited. I've been so excited since we planned this business. It's all been approaching to this one big day. We've also got your choice of 8 different colors in this particular offer.
I was going to say that. The colors, I saw a picture somewhere online.
Yeah.
And they're really pretty. Really cool.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of buzz for these. And there's 2 exclusive colors for QVC this year. So you're not going to find these 2 colors anywhere else. There's this beautiful minty green. It's kind of a really subtle mint. It's beautiful. I absolutely love that one. And another one is called Soft Lilac. It's like a very pale, kind of really subtle purple. Both gorgeous colors. We've just had so many people raving and reviewing about these colors over the last couple weeks, just getting really excited for the big day. So I'm excited to share it. I think this is one of those no-brainers. If you're looking for a computer, regardless of who it's for, if it's for your high-end gaming son, I have a 17-year-old who games.
Mm-hmm,
that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a powerful computer. This is not only great for him, it's great for the everyday user as well, who just doesn't want to deal with the frustrations of a lower-end processor or not enough RAM. If you're dealing with that computer that you turn it on and it's just spinning and spinning and spinning and you're having trouble getting into websites and things aren't loading properly and you're always waiting on your computer and feeling frustration, you will not with this computer. It's absolutely incredible.
And what was the processor again? You had mentioned it in the beginning of the segment. I can't remember what you said.
Yeah, the AMD A12. So it's their top-of-the-line processor. It's really incredible brain power for this computer.
I mean, there's so many people this would work for a nice tech gift for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Where can we get information, or do we get a sneak peek, or how do we get on, you know, is it exclusively on QVC, obviously, correct?
It's exclusive on QVC. So if you go to QVC.com, as early as Friday, November 18th, we are going to start pre-selling this computer, which means that prior to November 26th, which is the actual day that you will see it live on the air throughout the day, you can preview and pre-order this computer all the way up until that date. So just go to QVC.com, and on the homepage, you will see a little banner that says preview the Black Saturday, today's special value. And if you click into that, you'll get more information about this, and you can actually place your order from there. And I highly recommend get ahead of the order. This has been already hugely popular. We've got a lot of people blogging about this and really hyping up what an incredible deal this is. So there's a lot of attention on this one. It may go really fast.
How long does the deal go? Is it just that day?
Yeah, it's just that day. So it's 24 hours. We're actually going to start previewing it as early as Friday. So Black Friday, the 25th, you're going to start to see previews on the air live on QVC starting as early as 8 p.m.
Okay.
The official kickoff is at midnight, and then it will end at midnight Saturday night. So it's going to go for basically a little over 24 hours. And after that, the price actually goes up. So you've got to jump on it either during the preview or the pre-sell, which is the entire week leading up to that, or the day of.
QVC.com. Thank you so much, Christine, for joining us and bringing this hot holiday deal in tech. And again, boy, they're really pretty computers, and there's good colors for everybody. So not just the pretty ones we're talking about, right, Christine? And when we come back, we're going to dig back in the archives and get a show from last Thanksgiving. We'll be right back. Wrapping up the show with our last guest, Haley Fulton. Haley is a mompreneur and president and founder of MAF Industries and is the creator of Dream Friends. And these are plush, engaging toys and stuffed companions all in one. And I'll let her tell you how she started the business.
Well, I started the business when I was inspired by my oldest daughter's artwork when she was little. She would always draw these big round heads with smiling faces and tiny bodies. And she usually drew them on restaurant placemats when she was bored. One day, eating out at lunch, I was watching her draw, and I thought, that big round head would make a perfect pillow, and the little body could just tuck inside because it was so much smaller. And so Dream Friends were born That day at lunch when I had the idea to make a pillow companion that kids could really connect with and hang on to and just engage in imaginative play with.
Right. And so this is basically the stuffed animal, but there's something that comes out where you put things in?
Well, actually, they're not animals. They are people characters.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that is unique about Dream Friends. I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of the stuffed toys on the market are animals. And
animals,
these are
right.
friends. And that's why we're calling them friends is because there are two boy characters, two girl characters. There's a pirate and a mermaid character.
Oh, interesting.
And there's a sun, a moon, and a star character that are great for both boys and girls. And we have a Saint Nick for the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually really sounds like really cute holiday gifts.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's DreamFriends, FRENZ.com.
That's
is
right. It's FRENZ, just to be a little fun. The
different,
you know,
right.
kids enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, so your daughter's drawings was the inspiration for Dream Friends, and how are they involved in the business? Are they, you know, how do you involve the family?
They have been involved every step of the way. You know, of course, they were the inspiration. And we, you know, discuss everything from the character names to what kind of personalities they think the characters have to the fabrics we use to produce them with. And now my older daughters are 15 and 12, and they are quite literally my tech support. Anything I don't understand, they can do for me.
Right. They can fix it way faster than we can, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're also on Facebook and social media, correct?
Yes, we have really an engaged Facebook community. We've got over 30,000 fans on Facebook now.
Wow, that's great.
And we've really had a huge connection with millennial moms especially. I think they really love the simple, honest, creative nature of Dream Friends. And then teens and tweens have really connected too. I think it's just the whimsical room decor aspect of the Dream Friends that they like.
That's cute. And where do we find them?
Well, they are currently available at our website, dreamfriends.com, and that's FRENZ. Mm-hmm. And right now, through December the 19th, we're offering free shipping as well.
Oh, great. So we have to get them through dreamfriends.com, correct?
That's the place to get them.
Right. And the free shipping, yeah, that's great. Everybody loves that anyway. So that's
right.
That's a nice little bonus. So when you talk about your business and being a mompreneur, what's next?
Well, you know, we really want to expand the Dream Friends lines. There are so many different ideas that are really only limited by a child's imagination of what kind of character they would love to have and hold on and dream with. You know, we would love to do more multicultural Dream Friends, which we already have some multicultural Dream Friends in our line. And we really want to do more sports-oriented ones that connect with boys because mm-hmm. it seems like boys especially are in need of some sort of a friend to dream with that they feel comfortable with. There's a lot more on the market for girls.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you started – when did you start Dream Friends?
Well, we launched our website about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And, you know, we are absolutely a small family company, so we have been, you know, learning the ropes as we go. And mm-hmm. It's obviously very difficult to get a new product into the toy industry with all the big companies that mm-hmm. Are out there, but that's what we are trying to do.
Great. Well, we know Mom Talk Radio listeners are going to support another mompreneur, so we'll definitely put your link up on the website this week as well. So best of luck to you, Haley, in your future endeavors and to you and your family, and happy Thanksgiving. And
oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's dreamfriends.com, FRENZ.com. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Mom Talk Radio. Maria will be back behind the mic next week. Have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving with all your family and friends. Remember to take it easy. And everybody just loves to be together, even if the stuffing gets burnt. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your day. And have a great week, everybody.